This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for July 2017. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Eric F. Weishaus's life as a developmental biologist, American Nobel Prize winner, professor, investigator, and musician? And what musical instrument does he play? Eric Weishaus began studying and playing the piano as a small child. In school, he was an excellent student in math and science. He read books, played the piano, enjoyed drawing and painting. He says, "I dreamed of becoming an artist when I grew up." When he was 6 years old, his family moved to Birmingham, Alabama, from South Bend, Indiana. He says, "My brother, my sisters, and I could go exploring in the woods near our house and collect frogs, turtles, and crayfish from the local streams and lake." In the summer before his senior high school year, he attended a program in Lawrence, Kansas, sponsored by the National Science Foundation, quote, "to encourage high school students to become scientists." Eric said, "For the first time in my life, I was with kids who were smarter than I, who cared about science, who talked about books and art. I felt as though I'd finally found a group to which I belonged. In these surroundings, I was able to conquer the shyness and insecurity that plagued me in my high school back in Birmingham." That summer, he took a zoology course, and in the lab, he, quote, "dissected animals for the first time, from fish to vertebrae to fetal pigs." He was invited back the following summer to the lab of Nancy and Dennis Dahl. He said, "The experience convinced me that I wanted to become a scientist and major in biology." His undergraduate work he did at the University of Notre Dame. Quote, "He found a job preparing fly food in a genetic laboratory. He learned the basic genetics in the lab and took courses on embryology and became, quote, fascinated by the early growth of the fertilized egg, which rapidly divides." In 1969, Eric Weishaus earned his B.S. in biology from Notre Dame. He went on to Yale Graduate School, earning his Ph.D. in 1974 in biology. He did, quote, part of his thesis work in Switzerland at the University of Basel laboratory of Walter Gehrig, a leader in the field of Drosophila genetics and development. In 1978, Dr. Eric Weishaus and Dr. Nuslin Bohard were hired to work, quote, "at the New European Molecular Biology Laboratory in Heidelberg." They began working to analyze, quote, "embryonic Drosophila mutants and develop a screen to isolate new mutations." Within 3 years, Nuslin Bohard and Weishaus labs managed to isolate enough mutants and work out the major events in embryonic Drosophila development. They put the results in 1980 in Nature magazine. Dr. Weishaus said at the time, "I was ready then to move to Heidelberg to Princeton in 1981, where I taught genetics and developmental courses at the graduate and undergraduate level. The Heidelberg experiment continued to provide a rich source of inspiration for further research." He worked with his team to continue this research, and Dr. Christian Nuslin Bohard in Germany continued her research. Together, quote, "they identified the key genes responsible for embryonic development in Drosophila and amassed a detailed catalog of mutations that cause physiological defects, insights that help scientists better understand human development." Through a process, quote, "of trial and error, they determined which of the fruit flies' 20,000 genes were absolutely essential for early development. They found 139 genes that were essential for the fruit fly development of their muscles, eyes, heads, and other vital body parts." In 1995, the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine was awarded jointly to Edward B. Lewis, Christian Nuslin Bohard, and Eric F. Weishaus, quote, "for their discoveries concerning the genetic control of early embryonic development." Dr. Weishaus's work today is as professor of developmental biology and genetics at Princeton, and also at Princeton as the Squibb Professor of Molecular Biology. He is an adjunct professor at biochemistry at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. Dr. Whiteshaw says, "We are currently defining the connection between cell fate genes and the morphological changes that are their immediate consequences." Dr. Eric F. Whiteshaw is an American Nobel Prize winner, developmental biologist, professor, investigator, musician, husband, father, and a lifelong musician.